This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 26th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up? Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello.
That is the foursome. You feeling better today, Jason?
In terms of?
Well, just the revelation yesterday about not laughing,
same.
Kind of depression.
Same.
I was thinking about this, though. Yeah. The dog probably brings you as much joy as anything.
My dog is.
That's why you're thinking about getting a second dog.
Yeah, good.
Love
you
my
should.
Dog.
Get 100 dogs. I if do it makes you that. Happy, get a freaking 100 dogs. Maybe that's what you should do. Like when we're all done, maybe you should be like a dog guy,
a dog rescue spot,
a dog, or like a dog breeder or something. Maybe yeah, you I would guess. Like that.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, get some land,
or just walk, just live on a golf course, and just work at a golf course.
Yeah, you could do that.
Probably what I'll do.
I ran into a guy yesterday who I hadn't seen in a while, but he used to live in my old neighborhood.
Yeah,
and he was a cop,
uh-huh.
And he's retired.
Uh huh.
And I was like, "How is it?" He said, "It's great. I do whatever I want, when I want."
Right.
He's like, I have a side business. I've never heard of this side business, but yeah. I guess it works for him. Baseball glove repair man.
Oh, really?
That's pretty specific.
Like, okay, kids that's or something?
Kind of a niche.
Yeah, I know I couldn't do
like,
that.
His kids like grew up playing baseball, and he's been around baseball. Like,
yeah.
He repairs baseball gloves, and that's right. What he does.
It's funny you say that, because I just got a reel on my thing last night when I was in bed.
Yeah.
Before I went to sleep,
yeah.
About how indoor batting cages are blowing up.
Okay.
They're blowing up. People are renting old warehouse space that's
okay.
Empty.
Got it.
And they're, people, you can join memberships like $100 a month or whatever, or you pay $50 an hour. And parents, coaches are using these batting cages like crazy.
Mm, gotcha.
And you put like 6 or 7 cages in there and you just rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then a big, venture capital firms are coming in buying them out. It's crazy.
Had no idea.
Yeah. Didn't
know they're blowing up in popularity.
So maybe he should advance from repairing gloves to get some warehouse space.
I don't know. I don't know if that's on his horizon.
Rent some batting cages.
Not sure.
You guys will get a kick out of this. I just want to just lead off the show with it because it was the stupidity of it all, the absurdity of it all will please you.
Okay, yes.
So
we'll revel in it.
Yesterday was gorgeous. We're out playing golf.
I mean, it was nice.
Just playing some, very mediocre golf, whatever. And then finished, was kind of feeling sorry for myself, was clapping my shoes, right, getting the dirt out.
Sure.
I did have a fire outfit, though, yesterday. My outfit was fire. That was the one saving grace. I'm clapping my shoes. I'm getting all the dirt out.
6:04 until the back padding machine came out.
Yeah, but there has to be some pleasure because right. There was a lot of agony yesterday. So I'm clapping the shoes. I'm getting the dirt out. You guys have all done it a million times. Put it in my trunk. I fold up my little push cart or whatever. I put my clubs in. I put my little push cart on top of it. I close it. I'm in my socks. I'm a little hunched over because it's hard for me to stand after I play 18 holes. And my car's locked.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait a second. That's not even possible. You know,
I have a
2024, you know, car. Right. That's not a thing. I walk around. I lift the handle. Mm. Lock. I walk the other hand. Lock. Other handle. Lock. Other handle. Lock. The hatch. Lock. I push everything. Pull everything. My freaking car's locked. You can't figure it out. And then I remember I had put my keys in the little netting of my little push cart, okay. My cheap little push cart
thing. Which
is now in the trunk. And I guess the sensor didn't sense it, that it's in the trunk.
Yeah.
So now.
If it was in the back seat, it would have.
I think it would have sensed it for sure. So now I'm standing in the parking lot, 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm just so excited to go home.
Yeah.
And I'm in my socks. And.
Can't get in your car.
I call my wife and I go, I don't even ask. I'm so angry. I lock my keys in. She goes, well, I can't come get you. I got to take Kate out to Herndon. And okay. I go, well, what am I going to do? I mean, I don't know what to do. She says, I don't even know if I have a key. She fumbles around.
Okay.
Finds a key. So what do I have to do? I have to. She said, you can call Cakes. I said, I'm not going to put that bad beat on Cakes.
He lives right there, though.
Yeah, but it would require him to pick me up. Drive me home. Come out. It would take an hour out of his day. I'm not going to put that beat on a person.
He was probably at dinner.
I mean, I know you would if you're a nice person. Yeah. But I would.
Now,
after I
hung up, I would have looked at my wife and been like, "Eb's a dog. Locked his keys in the car. I'll be back in an hour."
No, I know. I wouldn't do that to a person. I mean, there are a couple other people I could have called.
Yeah,
and I ate one. Mm. I freaking got on my phone. I got an Uber. Cost me $35 to go home. I asked the guy if he could stay because I got to go right back. Can you just turn around and take me right back? He goes, nope. Got to go pick up somebody at Silver Spring. I went, oh, great. So then I went inside, barely remembered to pick up another key. Because the first thing I had to do was get shoes.
Okay.
Because I'm walking around town with no shoes. Gotcha.
Horrible beat.
Got my shoes. I made a quick little sandwich. Had to call another Uber. Had to just sit in traffic. If anybody lives and knows where I live in Kensington area, that Connecticut
gridlock.
Avenue
yeah.
is just gridlock at 5 o'clock.
It sucks. As you say, it's 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock, gridlock.
It's 5
so
o'clock
So now I'm just
somewhere.
Sitting. I got to wait for another Uber, another $35, $40. And plus, I got to tip all these guys.
By the way, Tuesdays are when like everyone's back in the office, too. Oh, yeah. So you can imagine the gridlock
how could,
is.
How could that jerk Uber driver that brought you to your house not just cancel the guy at Silver Spring.
But say, nice guy,
I'm going to make more money by not burning my gas by driving to Silver Spring. I'm going to take this guy back to the club
and
pick up his car.
And I had to preface everything because he's looking at me with no shoes. He's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I got no shoes on.
This guy's a vagrant.
No sympathy. and I drive all the way over there. Now it's 5:30, 5:35. And, you know, okay, I get in my car. But now I got to drive back. I've literally wasted an hour and a half. For no reason. None of it should have ever happened.
Might as well
I don't know
just
why
have,
it happened.
Just have dinner at the club at that point.
Club's closed on Tuesday still. It's still winter hours.
Wow.
So I can't even have it. Couldn't even go there and get drunk. I just have to drive home. And it just literally wasted.
Well, you can't get drunk because you got to drive home anyway.
Well, I could get a little drunk and then let it wear off. But, wasted an hour and a half. Cost me $100 in Uber fees. And I don't know how that's not going to happen to me again. Because I don't play golf with my keys in my pants.
All right.
I put my keys in my golf bag or in my little cart thing.
Yeah.
You should remember.
Mental note.
It's
don't
kind
lock
of
them in the trunk.
I'm sure
on your checklist.
Always remember. Because you know,
probably.
Most normal humans, when you go to your car, you don't even have to get your keys out. The car just unlocks.
Right.
It senses your key in your pocket or in your golf bag or whatever.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even thinking about locking and unlocking my car. It just, you don't think about it because your keys are always with you. You know what I mean?
Here's my tip hack of the day for you.
Yeah,
I think
please.
I told you this before.
Yeah.
You take your keys and your wallet and you put it in your little Bushnell rangefinder pocket thing. So when you take your rangefinder and you put it back into your Bushnell little pouch after the round, your keys and wallet are right there for you to put
in
your pocket.
The downside of that is a great hack. The downside for me is I'm so lazy, I often just take my Bushnell thing and I just throw it in my bag. I don't even put it in his
pocket. He just doesn't think about it.
I don't even put it in my case. Like, literally, I put it in a pocket yesterday. I've never put it in before.
But
because I was so lazy.
Not easy.
I mean, it sucks that it happened to you.
Yeah.
But 99.9% of the world doesn't do that.
I agree with you.
They don't lock their keys in their trunk.
Well, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah. You're right.
It's supposed to be idiot-proof.
Yeah, you're right. But still, most people know where their keys are, and they'll have their keys with them.
I knew where my keys were. Just forgot to take them out of my
little cart.
That's
what I mean. Most people don't forget that.
You don't think people ever
I'm not saying it never happened, but it's very rare that happens.
It's just shocking to me that the car locked up and didn't sense the keys. Now, does that mean that the sensor is a little weak?
Yeah, maybe this
needs a new battery.
Possibly.
Could be.
Or did
I have to go talk to your boy? Talk to your boy Mike.
Miriam now. Miriam's the GM.
Oh, yeah, Miriam.
Traveling all over the country.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
But, like, what is that?
I don't know. It sucks.
And let me tell you something. It ruined my evening.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Because I just threw away $100.
Yeah.
And I just wasted an hour and a half. And I just was bitter.
So what time did you get home? Six-ish?
6:15 or whatever. Could have been home at 4:30. And, you know, it's just, you know, it should give you pleasure. Because you guys had normal evenings.
I did.
And mine was incredibly frustrating.
Pretty much you're still home by 6:15. I mean, what would you have done between 4:30 and 6:15? You probably would have done nothing.
No, but it's a waste of it. It was just a waste of time.
I understand that, but.
Waste of everything. It's just a waste.
It's frustrating.
He literally burned.
No harm, no foul. I bet you probably had your cocktails at night.
No, I didn't. But I didn't die. But I mean, it just was so annoying.
He lit a $100 bill on fire.
He just lit $100 on fire for no reason.
That part stinks.
For no reason.
That's what he did.
I don't know. It just wastes time. And you know what? You know what we don't have a lot of left? You know, the little hourglass. We don't have that much time left.
A lot of sand going through that hourglass.
And I didn't want to waste 90 minutes sitting in a car doing the same route.
You'll never get that 90 minutes back.
Never get it back.
Poof, gone.
All right, a lot to do on today's show. You had the Commanders GM speaking at the NFL Combine. Mm-hmm. So we'll play some of what Adam Peters had to say, what the offseason plans and draft plans will be. Mm-hmm. You got the Combine. Capitals played last night. Unfortunately, they lost, but you're going to have to fix that tracker cakes. So we will tackle that
already?
And more throughout the show. If you want to call us, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Keep it here.